USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Experts warning that the coronavirus may be approaching pandemic levels as cases outside of mainland China continue to grow. As of Monday, the number of reported cases of that illness surged past 80,000, most of them still in China, the death toll there reaching nearly 2,700. But now the virus has also hit Italy hard. Wall Street's looking to recover its massive losses yesterday as investors are worried about the spread of the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 1,000 points yesterday, erasing all of its gains for the year. President Trump wrapping up a brief but busy two-day visit to India.
Melania and I have been awed by the majesty of India and the exceptional kindness and generosity of the Indian people.
While there, the president confirmed that a $3 billion arms deal will soon be signed between the two nations. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic presidential candidates getting ready for another debate tonight in South Carolina ahead of a big primary election there Saturday. The debate will air on CBS starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. A 29-year-old German man's under arrest accused of driving his car into a crowd of people yesterday in a small town southwest of Berlin. It happened as people were watching a carnival parade. About 30 people were injured, including some kids. No official word on the motive. Famed NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson has died at age 101. She was relatively unknown until the movie Hidden Figures came out in 2016, telling the story of African-American women who played key roles at NASA during the space race. A few years ago, she said her obsession with math began at an early age.
I counted everything. I counted the plates when I washed dishes. I counted the steps from home to church.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. and South Korea are looking into possibly rolling back military training drills because of the coronavirus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says training may have to be toned down as that disease has spread to South Korea, and it's spreading across that nation quickly. South Korea's military revealing more than a dozen soldiers have been diagnosed with it, hundreds of people in the country contracting the virus, 8 people there have died of it. Another player in the college admissions scandal is going to prison. Former University of Texas men's tennis coach Michael Center was sentenced yesterday to 6 months in prison and ordered to pay $60,000. Prosecutors say the 55-year-old agreed to accept a $100,000 bribe in exchange for making an applicant, or marking an applicant, I should say, as a recruited student athlete at the Austin school. The student was even given a scholarship to cover his books despite never having played tennis competitively at all. And Mardi Gras celebrations are underway in New Orleans because it's Fat Tuesday, and parades are being held across that metro area, rolling from this morning until late tonight. The earliest parade of the day is the Zulu Parade with its elaborate costumes and coveted coconuts that are tossed to the crowds. Of course, after that, the parades will end tonight as Lent begins tomorrow. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.